Hi, this is Bob Serling with 10 Minute Business Success, and today my guest is Kurt Elster. Kurt is a Shopify Plus expert and host of the Unofficial Shopify podcast. He specializes in helping Shopify merchants uncover hidden profits. However, his expertise actually applies to many types of businesses in addition to e-commerce. Plus, I've seen pictures of Kurt wearing a camouflage sports coat, and that in itself immediately earns big points with me. So with that in mind, welcome, Kurt.
Bob, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Great. So my question for you is, what's your favorite business building strategy or technique that's working well for you or your clients right now?
Sure. So the short answer, the most effective acquisition channel we have found highest ROI, highest return on ad spend, Facebook ads. Now, that there's nothing amazing there. That shouldn't come as a shock. But building on that, I would say specifically a Facebook ads sales funnel. So having like 3, 4, maybe 5 steps, but at least 3 steps where you segment people based on their behavior, which is nowhere near as hard to do as it sounds. And then within that, using video as your ad format. So I'll say my specific short, concise answer is Facebook video ad sales funnels.
Okay, great. So being that we have limited time, can you step through what a 3-part funnel would look like?
Certainly. So you want to look at around the purchase decision, right? You want to help lead people to it. A good analogy to use would be dating. If you walk into a bar, the first pretty girl you see, you do not say, hey, will you marry me? But essentially that's what a lot of ads do. So we want to take it way back to the beginning. So I say the first part, step one would be people who've never heard of your brand, what you do. So you just want to introduce them to it and not even expect them to make any kind of purchase. And then if they have visited your website at all, okay, great. Now they're familiar with it. We can go to step two, which is introduce them to a product we think they're likely to buy.
So let me back up one step just so people understand. What is a good method of that first step, people who don't know you? What is a good way to introduce them to you?
Sure. I would look at, as far as the ad content creative or the targeting?
The content creative.
Sure. I would tie it around the pain, problem, or outcome that you get there of your product. In almost every purchase decision, the person is saying to themselves, whether they think about it in these terms or not, will this increase my status or will this make my life easier? Like 99% of purchase decisions are going to fall into one of those two. So I think the very first thing you do is agitate the pain, whatever that is. See if you can get people on your side. Like, hey, an ad that's, don't you hate it when kind of thing.
Okay, great. All right, so then let's move to that second step.
The second step is, all right, once we've gotten that far, we want to introduce them to our solution. We don't even want to ask them to buy it. We just want to introduce them to the idea of our solution. And that's where we're going to get them to essentially present the product, whatever that may be.
Okay, and when you're doing that, is this all done on Facebook or are you taking them out to your own site and capturing their contact information at that point?
Ideally, you want to be able to do it both ways. So in Facebook, one of your call to action options is a lead gen ad. So if you wanted to, because people are so mobile focused, and this works especially well for like high touch sales or B2B, you can have it's called a lead gen ad where they literally, the call to action is, hey, sign up for more info. And then in 2 clicks without ever leaving Facebook, you can have Facebook send their email address, name to your CRM. And then, you take whatever action on it.
Okay, great.
And really, it depends on what the content, the product, what it is.
Okay, great. So that leads us then to the third and final step in this smaller funnel. And what would that be?
Well, this is where we want to get the fence sitters. So we have people who have, they have visited, they have considered the product in e-commerce. Maybe they've added to cart or they got partway through a lead gen form. You know, there are ways to figure this stuff out with Facebook. Those are the ones where, okay, now we want to have maybe present them with a downsell offer or just social proof to say, listen, there's other people who are doing this too. You know, that might be a good one if you can't do discounts.
Right.
Just some third, like an abandoned cart ad would be a traditional thing that's worked well, but just some third step in the process to say, all right, well, you know, you got through it, you didn't purchase, but let's try and remind you and save it one last time.
Great. Okay, so that's a great, really simple funnel. It expands the process. It's not an all or nothing decision that the person has to make. So with that as a background, what are some of the biggest mistakes you see people make with their Facebook ads?
Number one, trying to make them too polished. So this seems counterintuitive, but if you think about the content you see on Facebook, it's your friends and family uploading videos of their cat, right?
Right.
If your stuff is super, super polished, it won't necessarily, like, it, people will become blind to it. There's ad blindness that goes on. If you actually play it down a little bit and make it look like the content they're used to seeing from friends and family, that can often perform better. You know, a talking head video or some kind of, action video. So that's why I like this ad video format, is it's what they're looking for. Like a polished photo, I just gloss over.
Right.
I think the big barrier to using these video ads is that people are like, oh, I got to hire someone to do it for me. No, man, everybody's got the smartphone. Like you have all of the, if you're listening to this, you already probably have all the tools you need to make a video, and it's just a smartphone. It does not actually have to be more complicated than that.
Yeah. And that polished ad that you mentioned, it just screams advertising. Whereas if you just do a quick shot, like you said, with your smartphone or whatever, have your friend video you with their smartphone, it seems authentic. It seems real and happening then. So to back up to the three-step process, do you use the video in all three steps, or what step is the best one to use the video in?
So ideally, I would use video in all three.
Okay.
And of course, you'd make videos and split test to try different things. Facebook makes that easy. But the place where it's most important is going to be in that initial ad. The hardest ad to get right is targeting cold traffic and getting engagement among people who have never heard of you, weren't necessarily looking for you. Once you hit that second step, well, all right, we're going to be mixing people who visited our site or did whatever our first action was, probably with remarketing to people who visited the site organically anyway. And those are going to be really, like, by the time you get to steps two and three, those are people who have raised their hand and said, hey, I'm a prospect.
Yeah.
Whereas the first one is very much interruption marketing. You're saying, all right, we haven't heard of you. We've never met, but have I got a deal for you, kind of thing. So that's where you want to really to soften it a bit and to use this video format.
Right. And if you are going to interrupt somebody, the best way to interrupt them, as you already stated, is in a way they're most familiar with and most open to, which is kind of a raw, authentic video that they'd look at from a friend.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, that's absolutely great, Kurt. I really appreciate it. So if people want to learn more about you and what you do and this type of wisdom, how do they go about doing that?
Just Google my name, Kurt Elster. Check out kurtelster.com. I've got a newsletter. If you reply to any of those messages from me with a thoughtful question, I will happily send you a thoughtful answer.
Okay, well, that's excellent. Thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And it was just great advice.
Thanks for having me.